Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Salini-Impregilo 2014 preliminary financial results conference call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask a question. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Fabrizio Rossini, Head of Investor Relations. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much, Arianna. Good morning and good afternoon to everyone. Thank you for joining Salini-Impregilo 2014 financial results conference call. My name is Fabrizio Rossini. I am the Head of Investor Relations. Hosting the call today is Pietro Salini, Salini-Impregilo Chief Executive Officer. Also joining him on the call is Massimo Ferrari, General Manager, Finance and Corporate Group CFO. Before we start our call, let me remind you of the usual housekeeping safe harbor notice. Any forward-looking statements embedded in today's conference call are based on our current expectations and certain planning assumptions, which are subject to risks and uncertainties. The actual results may differ materially due to factors mentioned in the press release issued today and discussed in this conference call. Also, we encourage you to review the safe harbor statement contained in the press release that we issued with the results. Finally, I would also like to remind you that an MP3 file will be available shortly after the conclusion of the call and can be accessed through the Investor Relations section of Salini-Impregilo website. As a usual reminder, during the Q&A session, please limit yourself to one question and a brief follow-up question. Now, I would like to turn over the call to Massimo Ferrari, Salini-Impregilo General Manager, Finance and Corporate Group CFO. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Fabrizio. Let me underline that we are going to disclose the preliminary financial result for 2014. The full disclosure will be announced after the board approval on March 19. Of course, we will give all the disclosure regarding any specific items on balance sheet, cash flow, and profit and loss. The guidance for 2015 will be provided on March 19. After this appointment, this meeting, we will arrange a roadshow as usual. It's very important to underline that the full year 2014 result and the preliminary result have been stated according the new accounting principle, mainly the IFRS 10 and 11. After all the statement coming from the IFRIC and the IAS board, it's very important to underline that the scope of our main number, backlog revenues, and EBIT has changed. For instance, as probably many of you already know, for instance, the Panama Canal work, it is consolidated just at equity because it's a joint venture. We are going to fully consolidate some other important job, important work, like the Red Line, the Metro of Qatar, and some other work. The balance of the new accounting principle application is not material in comparison with the management view. We show the 2013 number, the pro forma restated with the new accounting principle in order to give you some comparison, some difference, and to check the results that we achieved. It's my pleasure to give the floor to Pietro Salini in order to comment the main preliminary results.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for being with us. This is a very special day for us. This is the birthday report of the company, the first year, and it's very important. It's a milestone in our business plan, and the foundation of this year makes it the future more solid and more visible. The market that we have in front of us is growing faster than expected. We have, as some of you have been told around with the different roadshow we made, we were earmarking around 500 billion of market size in front of us in the business plan, and we are now seeing that this market is growing. So it's growing better than expected, and we are very confident about that. Company is delivering. This is the first year. It's in target, and we are on target for our plan. The company is growing, and is releasing cash in doing that. This was the most significant issue of our business plan. So we are now happy to be with you and showing our preliminary results that make these things that we announced as a plan a fact. Our backlog is best in class. We are growing in quality and in size of the backlog. This gives us very important visibility for our future. And the numbers of years in comparison to the turnover of the backlog is now very significant. Full organization of the two companies now fully done, and the final touches are ongoing. Synergies are confirmed, and that part of it has been cooked faster than expected. Plan target 2017 are reaffirmed and fully confirmed. So let's go now to the basic facts. We have new orders for around of construction for around 6 billion, which is significant. You remember that the data that we had in front of us was given as a guidance around 5.7 billion, so we are a little bit slightly better than expected. The revenues that we have, the consolidated revenues, are 4.2 billion, which makes around a growth of around 11% on the full year 2013, reinstated, as Massimo told you, with the same principle. The EBITDA is around 437 million, which is 21% growth sequentially. The EBIT is around 259 million, which is around a growth of around 24% sequentially. The net debt, which is a very significant thing in doing this growth and in starting our path towards the 2017 targets, it is now as low, the net debt as low as 89 million, improved by 103 million towards the full year 2013 reinstated. And the business plan 2014-2017 have then reaffirmed. We also reached a very important agreement with a pool of banks to refinance a significant portion of credit facilities and extended the maturity and lowering the average cost of the cost of debt. This will significantly make a benefit on the lower part of the balance sheet. So let's go to the most significant things of the project. What we have in front of us, it is that we have new orders and acquisition, which totals, including concession, 6.6 and 31 awarded as 31 of 2014, including variation and share increase. We have also some effects due to the IFRS 10 and 11 on the backlog, which is growing our backlog of around 1.7 4 billion, that makes a total increase of the backlog due to the acquisition and the effects on the accounting principle of around 8.371 billion. This makes a total backlog at the end of 2014 of 32.420, including the concession, which accounts in total for 7.051 billion, which makes 25.369 billion the total construction backlog for the company for the full year. We have a slightly different figures for the breakdown geographically. Italy is slightly growing. You remember that we were very positive about Italy, and we can confirm that we are positive about Italy. There is a good enthusiasm now in Italy in restarting the process of making infrastructure. So our backlog is grown from 29% of the total backlog 2013 to around 35%. Africa is a little bit lower of what was 31% of the total backlog in 2013, is now 25. Middle East is growing, is one of our most interesting markets, and it's now grown from 11% to 14%. Europe is stable at around 11%. Australia and Oceania is around the same figures as before, and the Americas is lower 2 points, from 14 to 12. Market segment is almost with minor differences. We have rail and underground from 28% to 29% of the total backlog. Road and highways from 20% to 18% with a slight diminishing. Hydroelectric project from 22% to 18%. High velocity train and high speed trains from 15% to 23%. And the others accounts almost for the same. Nothing more. We have a very important pipeline that makes that still a certain number of tender that was submitted during 2014 are still, the outcome is still to be known. 28 of this tender is still to be known for an amount which is approximately 9 billion euros of the tender submitted are still to be known. We have also a very important pipeline of contracts in which we have been declared as the best offer, which are waiting to be awarded, which is approximately, please give me the dates. Yes, the total pipeline of these contracts, which are around 2 billion in terms of most probable for the one that have been declared officially, 1.6 billion of these contracts has been declared as officially the best tender, and around another 400 are highly probable that we are the best tender. So we are very positive about the future pipeline. When I was talking about the total awaiting outcome from the tenders that have been submitted, they are very important tenders. I will only name Fuse as the Metro Mecca in Saudi Arabia, the Pontina in Italy, the Denmark Femerk, which are all contracts over 1 billion. We also have around other, I said, 28 tenders from that. This is it.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Salini. I think we can now open to the Q&A and see if there is any questions from the audience. Thank you, Arianna.
Excuse me. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Giuseppe Mapelli of Equita. Please go ahead.
Good evening. I have two questions. They are both related to the impact of new principles that you have booked in 2014. The first one is on net financial position. Can you give us an idea of what was the impact of this new principle, or in other words, if you can give us also the restatement for the 9 months results, because we were dealing with 411 million euros net financial position. If you can give us these figures with the new principles. And the other question is related to the weight of minorities, because we were dealing with numbers that were roughly 100% proportionally attributable to Salini and shareholder. I would like to understand what is the new weight of minorities in terms of revenues and in terms of EBITDA for 2014. Thank you.
Starting from the second question, the minority, of course it's early to give details, but the amount of minority will not be material and significant right now.
Yes, yes, my question was, in other words, we can assume that the 2014 EBIT is roughly more than 90% attributable to Salini shareholders.
Yes, it's reasonable.
Okay.
And regarding the net financial position, the effect is an zero effect coming from, no material effect coming from the new accounting principle. We, of course, we have a managerial view and we do not have a material change. As I told you before, as a balance, we do not have a material change both in terms of revenues and other economics and also from the balance sheet point of view.
So that means that the Panama Canal net financial position has been counterbalanced by other contracts, isn't it?
That's right.
Okay, thank you.
Operator, next question, please.
The next question is from Roland Better of CS Partners. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Good evening, gentlemen. Also related to accounting changes, the 2013 revenues have been basically now 200 million lower because of accounting changes. Does this mean that your business target plan for revenue also goes down by 200 million, or do you still stick to the previous numbers, which is 7 billion in 2017?
This is a different question, because what is Pietro Salini speaking. I would like to expand a little bit on the accounting principle, because I think it's very important for all of us to understand fully what are the implications of this new accounting principle. By chance, the change in accounting principle make no material effect on what is the actual results of Salini and Pregillo after the application of the new principle in terms of absolute value. But what we have said, it is the difference in composition, in consolidation and not consolidation of different sites has been changed a lot. And this is very important to understand, that we cannot expand further in comparing what is in and what is out, because apart from this, we'll given a full data set when we will publish the results in March. But we have not something that is different because of the application of principle or not because of it. It is a different set of rules which we had to compare with a new set of 2013 data, which was being restated, in order to give you exactly what are the figures in comparison to the figures with the same principle. I'm sorry to be so long in trying to explain that, because this is very difficult even to us. Mm. We've done in these 2 years a number of statements, and I think the most important thing is now to be stable and to say exactly what we are in comparison to a very, very simple set of rules. So we are 2013, and this is the data that you have now, preliminary, of course, but you will have the full data in March 19, which is exactly with the same principle, with the same perimeters of consolidation of the different sites. This, of course, carries along all the relevant data of the different projects. It means that the cash for the different projects, if it's consolidated or not, it changes, and the sum of all of it makes the total balance sheet. By chance, the numbers that were with the previous account that we were using as a managerial view of and the management view that we gave to some of you before, so along with the guidelines, are exactly the same. It's a material difference, no material difference. But this is by chance. Could have been much different if the principle would apply to a different set of contracts. So I hope that I was clear on that, because this is very important for all of you and also for us to transmit the what is behind these numbers. So you're talking about the materiality. Materiality means that the same number would have been reached if we were looking at the data with the set of rules we've applied before. So by chance, we would have 90 million, let's say, or around, for net debt into the different data, including, for instance, Panama. And we have now 89 looking at the different data without Panama. So, but this is by chance. I wanted to make it that clear to everybody.
Let me add that I don't know if it's just a chance or the benefit of a diversified portfolio, also in terms of different type of contracts, but also the 2017 number target don't change by the application of the new accounting principle.
Okay, to make it simple, you still expect 7 billion of revenue in 2017. That hasn't changed at all.
Correct. That's right.
Correct.
Okay. And maybe one small follow-up, if I'm allowed to. The numbers that you reported, are there any material one-offs in either EBITDA or EBIT, or are these clean numbers?
Roland, you want to know if there is any one-off impacting the margins, EBITDA and EBIT?
Exactly. In absolute EBIT and EBITDA, is there any one-off, any material one-off, not like one or two, like, is there anything like 10, 20 or 30?
No, nothing that impacts significantly the data.
Okay. So the numbers are clean. Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Roland. Arianna, next question, please.
The next question is from Andrea Scauri of Mediobanca. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, hi. Good evening. Simple question from me. Could you please quantify what is the amount of savings from the refinancing of the 600 million that you have announced today, if you can? Thank you.
Good evening. What we can say is that the margin that we had before on the previous term loan was around 4.5%. Now we have an average of 2.5. Then it's very important, not only the saving, but of course the duration and the fact that we have a new revolving line that is a backup line for 200 million euro, and before we just had 100 million euro.
So basically 200 basis points on 600 million, give or take.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Andrea.
The next question is a follow-up from Giuseppe Mapelli of Equita. Please go ahead.
Yes, good evening. Sorry to bother you again on these new principles, but just to be sure, I would like to understand what is the treatment that you give to a contract, for example, that you control, but you only own 30%, because there are plenty of such contracts, like I don't know, for example, the Riyadh Underground, in which you are the leader, but you only control the 30 or 35%. Which is the treatment in terms of accountancy of such a contract? Thank you.
For instance, for the Riyadh Metro, we consolidated it at joint operation,
okay,
proportionally.
Okay.
There are some work that we are going to fully consolidate, and some other work like the Metro of Lima and the Panama Canal that we are going to consolidate at a joint venture,
okay,
so at equity.
Okay. So it depends from contract to contract.
From contract to contract, not only the difference comes from the percentage that we have, but also on the characteristic of the vehicle.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Giuseppe. Arianna, next question, please.
The next question is from Francesco Sala of Banca Akros. Please go ahead.
Yes, good evening. Just two questions, if I may. The first one, I was wondering whether you are willing to share with us your thoughts on 2015, especially on revenues and EBIT. And secondly, I was wondering about the situation with Todini, what is going on with that company, if you are still willing to sell it, and if yes, when do you expect it to be sold? Many thanks.
But for the 2015 guidance, I just announced that we will give the guidance when we will provide the full set of data, so it means in 19 of March. So what we can say now is that when we say that the 2017 plan is fully reaffirmed, it means that we are confident that this will be exactly the same as it was before. So we are fully delivering and we are following our plan and we are taking our targets one by one. So this is the first
many
thing.
Thanks.
The second thing was relating to Todini. Todini, we are working on that. We sail, the project is to sail it or fully or by pieces, and we are doing that. So this is it. We are under course.
Many thanks.
Thank you, Francesco. Arianna, next question, please.
The next question is from Irene Song of Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Just two very quick questions. First is, how much of the EBIT improvement was driven by cost synergies that you spoke of? And the second is just quickly confirming, the 6 billion new orders, does that all relate to construction, so there's no concessions in there? Thank you very much.
Okay, regarding the improvement of the EBIT, we just confirm the achievement that we disclosed after September. It's around 14, 15 million of saving already achieved.
So that was the amount that was achieved by 9 months, and then so there was no incremental
No. The same amount.
I see. Okay, thank you very much.
And regarding the orders, the 6.0 billion relate all to construction. Irene.
I see. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Arianna, next question, please.
The next question is from Bruno Permuti of Banca IMI. Please go ahead.
Yes, good evening. Two questions. One about Panama, if you can give us an update of what is going on and if there are some developments since last December. And the second is on the Italian market. If you can elaborate a little bit on what you expect as improvements in this market, and if you have an idea also of the timing, I believe that 2015 perhaps is too early to assume an improvement, and if this is correct, so and if we will see something that will start in 2016.
Well, the first thing is, which is important, that we are going to deconsolidate Panama when is the best period for taking the advantages of Panama. As you all have noticed, we succeeded in solving a part of the very important litigation which is on the Panama issue, and we succeeded in obtaining a judgment by which the negligent client has been condemned to pay $240 million. So nevertheless, we following the standards and the accounting principle, we deconsolidate it. But this doesn't mean that we are not following it, in the sense that still we are trying to deliver the infrastructure in 2015. We are making any effort in order to make this infrastructure available to the people of Panama, to the world, because it's a very important communication infrastructure by the end of this year. Of course, this needs collaboration from the clients. We are trying to obtain it. And this is the first thing. For the second thing, what was the second question? Was
about the Italian market.
I yeah. said before that we were particularly enthusiastic about what is happening in Italy. As you have seen, there are new laws that are concerning the job and the labor, which means that we have a new job act made by the government that makes it easier to attract personnel and to employ personnel. As a matter of fact, due to this law and to the availability of new jobs which are starting now, the coaches, the high velocity train for Padua, the metro of Milano, we are thinking to hire around 2,500 people in the next now 8 months. We have already hired a lot of them, and we are also hiring. On the next days will be announced officially. We have hired around 100 just young people that are starting to work with us, and that made a degree in engineering or in economic, and we are very happy that this means that the country is starting back to be on track and to look at the future in a different way. For that is very positive. Of course, being the number one in construction in a country means that you have a competitive advantage, but you also have some duty that means that you have to perform, and we are doing that. So we have hired around the world in past year 2014 created new job for 3,100 people, which is very important to us. We think that a company is not only a machine to make money, but this is also something that has a corporate social responsibility and makes life better in the country in which operates. And we think we delivered also that one.
Thank you, Bruno.
Thank you.
Arianna, any further questions?
The next question is a follow-up from Irene Song of Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Hi, I'm very sorry. Just a quick one. You stated that the improvement in the EBIT margin was partly to do with the business mix. I was wondering if you could give some more color on this. I guess specifically, would this be more one-off in nature or something that could be that could continue and form a new run rate of margins? Thank you very much.
Well, of course, what is the EBIT margin that we have now, I hope is consistent with what we'll be delivering in the next future. So if you ask me what I expect to better these results and to get the numbers that we were waiting for the 2017 years. I just remember to all of us that the targets for 2017 were 7% in terms of EBIT margin. I think we are on track to get that. And I hope that in the future this will be online with these expectations. For the seasonality in the years, well, what I have to say, this is important in terms of, I go back a little bit to the accounting principle. What we have to do in this quarter was making the full impact of the accounting principle. So don't use in your model this data as the last quarter, and do not take for difference the last quarter or the full year data with the third quarter, because this will come to wrong assumption. This is, I'm sorry to say like that, but this is very complicated, but nevertheless, the adoption of these new rules makes not comparable the last quarter with this quarter, so not for difference, we cannot get to that conclusion. So if we just make the difference, this will make something which is greater than 7% in terms of quarter EBIT margin, which is not correct.
I see. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Irene.
The next question is from Andrea Balloni of Fidentiis. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. I have just two questions. First of all, sorry for that. I have missed a part of a conference call. Could you repeat, please, the number of orders you are going to tender this year and the total amount of that. I have heard something about 28 order to be tendered, but I'm not sure to be right. And my second question is about your order backlog at the end of 2014. Should we strip out the amount of minorities? Could you provide us the amount of order backlog referring to Salini?
Please.
Yes, Andrea. On the minorities, we answered before, and actually there is no impact on the results. And of course, we will provide more details when on March 19 we will make the full disclosures. But no, let's say, a substantive impact on that.
Also on the backlog, so.
Also on the backlog.
What is the meaning? There is no backlog for minorities.
Yeah, we. Can you explain a little?
No, I mean, sorry for that, it's not clear to me, but the backlog of 32.4 billion is the total amount of the order that Salini won, also including the part related to minorities, or is just the part related to Salini?
No, it's just the percentage for us coming from the contract.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Andrea. Arianna, any further questions?
Gentlemen, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Thank you, Arianna.
Well, thank you to all of you for attending this conference, and we are particularly glad to have delivered this result to the financial community and look forward to see you on the next one in order to give you the full details and have to comment together the full year. Thank you very much.